If we want to save wild places, the place to start is right here.
This is Hypothesis, WNYC's look at science in our area. I'm Alec Hamilton. Today, we have a story about unintended consequences and why sometimes doing the right thing can be really complicated. New York City is currently replacing its 250,000 streetlights with LED bulbs. The city says the move will save an estimated $14 million a year and reduce carbon emissions. But those bright white lights may spell the blues for bugs. Architect James Carl Fisher is the founder of the nonprofit Zoological Lighting Institute.
What you're going to see is an acceleration of biodiversity loss.
LEDs have a wider range of wavelengths than the old lights. Fisher says that means they'll attract more insects into city streets and out of darker places, causing problems for other animals that rely on the bugs.
Insects provide food. Insects provide pollination. You know, if they're diverse, you have a nice, robust system. If they're not, because you've extracted some at the expense of others, you get pests.
There are LEDs that can put out a more amber, narrow-frequency light that would act as less of a magnet to insects. But humans can't distinguish color as well under those lights. A Department of Transportation spokeswoman says the agency uses the LEDs recommended by the Federal Energy Department. It'll take time to see if Fisher's theory is right. But by then, he says, it'll be too late.
There's no life without wildlife. Design has to be done sensibly, and it has to be done very differently than it's done right now.
I'm Alec Hamilton. This is Hypothesis.